Today on Piano Jazz, we honor Marion McPartland close to her birthday, March 20th, with a program celebrating her compositions. The guest host is her friend Murray Horowitz, and this program originally aired in 2011.
Hi, I'm Murray Horowitz. Feeling for a change, not like the kid in the candy store, but like the owner of the candy store. On this edition of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, we're going to feature only compositions by Marion McPartland. And there are a whole lot of treats from which to choose. It's a side of Marion's musical personality we've all enjoyed, but we've never devoted a whole show to it. And we have a lot of Marion's friends to help us, including Rini Rosnes, Bill Charlap, Sarah Vaughan, Karen Allison, and Jerry Dodgen. Some of Marion's compositions are famous in jazz, and I think you'll hear some that you'll recognize. Musicians like what's important to Marion, the values that show up in so many of her compositions. Very sophisticated harmonies with big, full chords, surprising, arching melodies, and a great emotional range. You know, one of the things a jazz musician strives for is an individual voice. If a listener can tell right away who's playing, well, that's a prized attribute. The same is true of composers. And after only a few measures of music, you know this is Marion McPartland. Get ready for ballads, folks. This is Marion McPartland, not only at the piano, but with a pencil in her hand, and she loves writing lush tunes like the beautiful one we just heard her do, Silent Pool. Get ready for ballads, folks. This is Marion McPartland, not only at the piano, but with a pencil in her hand, and she loves writing lush tunes like the beautiful one we just heard her do, Silent Pool. As always on Piano Jazz, you're going to hear a lot of Marion's playing, but you'll hear some surprises, too. Some famous artists in commercially released recordings of Marion's tunes, and I think you'll be pleasantly amazed by her versatility as a composer and how her work lends itself to various treatments. One of the hallmarks of Marion's composing and playing is her lyricism, so it's not surprising that some very talented people have been putting words to her music for decades, including one of the most talented, the great Johnny Mercer. Marion writes, "Johnny Mercer came to see me when I was working at the Village Gate in New York, and he became quite a fan. He brought his mother to my New York apartment for tea, and I played a couple of tunes for him. I wanted him to hear Twilight World, and he seemed to like that tune very much and asked for a copy of it. I was telling his mother what a fan I was of his songwriting, and she said, 'Oh, I'm so glad you like my child,' which I thought was a kind of cute reply, and in any case, he took the song and wrote a beautiful lyric, and he told me he didn't want any royalties. He just wanted me to take the song, which I did, very gratefully." Here, with Marion at the piano, the singer Karen Allison gives us a beautiful reading of the tune and its lyric, which you can hear in an instant was written by the same man who wrote Moon River and Skylark. After that, we'll hear the greatest husband and wife team in contemporary jazz piano. Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes interpret the same tune, Marion McPartland's Twilight World.
Twilight world over the China Sea, sing me a melody from ages ago. Twilight world, watching the sampans pass, I fill a frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly.
Going to hear from a first-rate singer I didn't mention, who also happens to be a fine lyricist. I'll read you Marion's description of how this song came about. I remember when Peggy Lee and I were each performing at a different club in Florida, I asked Peggy if she would write a lyric for me, and I gave her a tune I had written, and she said, "Put it on a cassette, very plain, no frills." She took the tune and wrote this beautiful lyric, calling it "In the Days of Our Love."
The thousand ways I see your face in the ember.
Miss Peggy Lee, from her 1979 album, Close Enough for Love, singing her own lyric to Marion McPartland's In the Days of Our Love. If a composition is really successful, it'll hold up in a variety of settings. That's particularly true in jazz, where it's not only encouraged for performers and arrangers to bring their own personalities to the music, it's demanded of them. For that to happen, a piece has to have great compositional integrity, honest expression, elegance, and coherence that attracts a variety of treatments. I want to play a tune for you now that's classic Marion McPartland. It started out as a beautiful piece for solo piano, but it has such compositional strength and so many imaginative voicings that it holds up even as a vehicle for a large jazz orchestra. We don't get a chance to hear many big bands on this show. In fact, this might be a piano jazz first. If you go to the landmark nightclub, the Village Vanguard, in New York on a Monday night, you'll hear the great, nearly 50-year-old Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. It began as the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, and one of the stars of the band for many years was Jerry Dodgen. Marion wrote, "I have known Jerry Dodgen for many years and admired his work as an arranger, sax player, and composer. I recorded his tune, No Trumps, and he had done many arrangements for Thad Jones and Mel Lewis and their band. One night, quite late, I received a call from Jerry telling me he had written an arrangement of my tune, Ambience, and recorded it with Thad and Mel. He just did it and wanted to tell me about it. It is a fantastic arrangement, and they play it all the time. It was also published, and other musicians play it. Every time I go to the Village Vanguard, they play Ambience and sometimes ask me to sit in, which is a joy to be playing my own tune with this fabulous band." Here, from their 1974 recording, Potpourri, is the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra and Jerry Dodgen's arrangement of Marion McPartland's Ambience. Thank you. We'll leave you with the Marion tune you probably know the best. It was composed under duress, by the way, with Marion's producer asking for a tune that sounded like a rapid-fire conversation. And Marion improvised it while her guest, the great Bill Evans, was right there in the studio. Here it is, nearly 40 years later, Kaleidoscope. I'm Murray Horwitz. Thanks for listening.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.